Good Tuesday. Today is January the 21st, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, farmland values making agricultural headlines as Farmers National companies say there are still more land buyers in the market than there are willing sellers. We'll take a look at that, as well as some information from USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack. All that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, agricultural land sales making the news. There are more motivated land buyers in today's markets than there are willing sellers, according to the Farmers National Company. And despite the pressure created by lower net farm income, declining commodity markets, higher interest rates, and increased input costs, land values have remained quite stable across the Midwest. And while most university and industry land value reports published at year's end reflect a flat or slight downward trend compared to production expenses, the stability in those values reveals the resiliency of the land market and its ability to maintain high values set over the past 5 years. Now, in the eastern region of Farmers National Territory, which includes Ohio, most areas in the eastern region have seen a continued decrease in land sales in the second half of 2024 compared to what they were the previous 3 years, which were very active. According to Jay Van Gordon, the area sales manager, several year lows in commodity markets have led to less farmer buyer interest. In addition, rainfall was very spotty in the eastern Corn Belt, with many areas seeing lower than average yields. However, some areas did receive excellent yields if rainfall happened to hit the localized area, he said. Even with these conditions, farmers and investor buyers are still looking to purchase land. With less land inventory for sale, land values have seen minimal price drops for highly tillable and quality soil type farms in most areas. Farms with lower quality soils, lower tillable percentage, and poorer drainage have dropped off more significantly. As always, in areas near high population areas and urban development, land values can be higher for replacement properties when land is sold off for development, Van Gordon added. There are many factors for buyer motivation, but much of it can be explained by mindset translating to demand, said Paul Shadid. He's the Senior Vice President for Real Estate Operations at Farmers National. Farm operators continue to be the primary buyer of ag land. Their mindset or motivation revolves around reinvesting in their farm enterprise, expanding operations, and utilizing today's farm equipment fully. Location of land offered for sale also plays a large role in their decision making, as often this land has not changed hands for generations and once sold may not again. Now, considering the average age of today's farmers, most have experienced the rise and fall of farm cycles and along with it the long-term appreciation of land values, and they fully understand what an exceptional value land presents as an asset to their farming operation and investment asset, Shadid said. We anticipate that operating farmers will continue to be the primary land buyers as we move into 2025. Changes in the ag economy will determine if those percentages move up or down, he added. A couple quick calendar reminders, the 2025 Agricultural Outlook meeting is scheduled for tonight at the Jewell Community Center just outside of Defiance there. The event will begin with dinner being served at 5:30, and then, of course, the speakers to follow. Also coming up on Thursday is the Paulding County Pesticide and Fertilizer Applicator Training taking place there at the Paulding County Extension Office there at the fairgrounds. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
The USDA has finalized a third new regulation under the Biden-Harris administration to create fairness and transparency for contract farmers. Now, specifically, the rule announced will give chicken farmers better insight into companies' payment rates for their birds, will institute stability and fairness in what is commonly known as the tournament system, which will provide farmers with key information on capital improvements the companies require farmers to make in order to keep or renew contracts, and give farmers stronger leverage when companies do not adhere to all the rules. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced this rule and says the intent is to level the playing field for farmers who raise chickens, turkeys, hogs, cattle, and sheep under contract for sale to meat and poultry processing companies.
when one of the largest entities that's engaged in a tournament system has agreed to these provisions, I think it's an indication that, in fact, this does work and it can create a fair market for both producers and integrators. Secondly, I think you're going to find that groups that represent farmers, not necessarily farmers and processors, but farmers, are going to express support for this rule because they understand and appreciate that the current system is not level. It's not a level playing field. It doesn't really provide for fair competition. And this rule basically addresses many of the concerns that we've heard from rank and file and producers who just simply want a fair shake. They don't want the field necessarily tilted in their direction. They just don't want to have to work uphill. And so the reality is that this is a strong rule and a good rule, and it's a rule that bubbled up from the ground up, not the top down. And I think those kinds of rules ultimately are the successful ones and the ones that are preserved and conserved.
Those are the comments of U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. Now, poultry processors exercise substantial control over broiler chicken growers' operations and possess detailed information about growers as part of their tournament system, an arrangement where processors pay growers based on their performance compared to others, and this power imbalance can prevent growers from making informed business decisions and from effectively bargaining with processors about compensation and other contractual terms. Now, this final rule requires processors to fairly and transparently pay broiler growers and limit excessively variable compensation to operate tournaments such that growers can be more confident that comparisons are fair and to provide growers with key information when they request growers make updates. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.